WBEZ is supported by RRF Foundation for Aging. Let's talk about ageism awareness. Did you know one of the many forms of ageism is internalized ageism? In fact, negative self-perceptions of aging decreases quality of life and can shorten our lifespan by more than 7 years. Let's recognize and call out ageism whenever and wherever it shows up. Check out rrf.org/news to learn more. That's rrf.org/news.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. An investigation by WBEZ has found the city of Chicago is months behind a federal deadline to notify residents about their lead pipes. And now some city leaders are calling for answers and are requesting a hearing. Under federal rules, residents were supposed to receive notifications last year that their drinking water was fed through pipes made of, or at least suspected to be made of, lead. Experts say there is no safe level of lead exposure. Summer officially ends today as warm and dry forecasts have persisted through the month. Much of Illinois is experiencing abnormally dry to moderate drought conditions, and that includes parts of Cook County. Rain could be on the way this week. National Weather Service meteorologist Zachary Yak says it could hit the Chicago area tonight and into Tuesday.
It looks like most of the rain here through at least the middle of the week is just going to be more of your kind of hit and miss scattered showers and thunderstorms.
Yak says conditions should dry back out after Wednesday. Sunny skies and highs in the 70s are going to close out the week and last through the weekend. Yak says more fall-like temperatures could appear further into October. So the White Sox are just about done with their season. In their final homestand of the season, they fell to the San Diego Padres 3-2. Sean Burke pitched 4 innings for the Sox in that loss, recorded 4 strikeouts and allowed 2 earned runs. Manager Will Venable says he was proud of the team's effort in spite of the loss.
Tough game, but I thought we played well. Some really good stuff offensively, just couldn't get that big hit. Pitching I thought was great. Sean did a great job keeping us in the game, giving us a chance, and an outstanding job by the bullpen.
The Sox now close out the season with 3 games against the Yankees in New York starting tomorrow, and then they play 3 more in Washington, D.C. against the Nationals. That series starts Friday. The Sox have to go 5-1 over their final 6 games to avoid finishing with 100 losses for a third year in a row. And in sports-adjacent news, beloved Loyola University nun Sister Jean has retired from official campus duties. The Loyola Phoenix Student Newspaper says the 106-year-old is experiencing some health issues that are preventing her from physically being present on campus. You might know Sister Jean from her work as campus minister and chaplain of the Ramblers men's basketball team, and we send all our wishes for good health to Sister Jean. You're listening to The Rundown. The Chicago band Rise Against started in the city's gritty punk scene during the 1990s. The band has gone from small clubs to major labels. It's grown up, had families, but its members still make music that is politically and socially conscious. And last month, Rise Against released its 10th studio album. It's called Ricochet. Band members Tim McElrath and Joe Principe talked with my colleague Melba Lara.
So 10 albums is an extraordinary number for a punk band. Tim, what originally drew you to the music, and do those values still hold for you?
Oh, wow. I love the spirit of punk. It's like quest to fight for a level playing field for people. I like that punk introduced me to concepts of like environmental justice, and I never heard the word sweatshop until I went to the Fireside Bowl, you know? And so like, it really became like a secondary education, you know, and that, and then obviously just the sound and the music and how raw it was. And, you know, when I first heard bands like Minor Threat, I thought I was hearing contraband, you know, that I wasn't supposed to hear. And so does it still hold true? Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I think that's like, if you're going to do it this long, you know what I mean? You have to have more than just superficial reasons to do it. So I feel like we love doing it, and we get to kind of meet the next generation, like every night that we play.
Let's talk a little bit about your new album. It's a bit of a departure. You're working with a different producer, Catherine Marks. She's worked with St. Vincent and the supergroup Boy Genius. Joe, what did you want to change about your approach to this album?
I mean, we learn from everyone that is behind that production table, that desk, right? And I wanted to learn what Catherine Marks has learned from, you know, her mentors like Flood, Ellen Mulder, you know, heavy hitters, right? Like I wanted to see what she brought to the table, and I know it was hard. It was a hard process to get through without saying, "Well, we did this on this record. Let's do it again." She was like not having it. You know, she's like, "This is a completely different animal." So it's nice to learn from her experiences.
One of the things, of course, that Rise Against is known for is songs about politics and social consciousness. In this latest record, those ideas are broadly there. But you're tackling some more philosophical themes, like human interconnectedness. Tim, what are you hoping listeners are going to take away from that?
Yeah, you know, even like the album title Ricochet, I liked the idea that, like, you know, here we are in this room in Chicago at your radio station, and everything I do in this room, it's going to bounce off these walls. It's going to, like, you're going to have to exist with it, no matter what it is, positive or negative. And so I think when we understand that we are in this together, we're in this moment together, everything we do will affect each other, then we look bigger to, like, this whole building that we're in. And it's like, well, everything you do in this building will affect you. And then everything here on Navy Pier, you know, will affect it. And then all of a sudden the city of Chicago, you know, and the state. And now that's the country and it's the world. And, like, we are connected in that way. And what we choose to put out in the world will drastically affect the outcomes around us.
I love that you talked about Fireside, and of course you guys performed The Garage. Those places are gone.
Yeah, well, at least they don't do shows anymore.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Could a band like Rise Against even get traction today?
Oh man, this is a great question, because people ask us, young bands ask us, like, say, how did you do it, or how should I do it? And I just feel like, speaking of those toolboxes, like, ours were so much different.
Oh, yeah. I feel if we started a band today, one, if you record a demo, that demo is global immediately, mm-hmm. right? You're putting it out on the web. We were at the Fireside handing out our demos to the same, you know, 20 kids or whatever. So, it was a lot smaller. It was less, not less focused. Maybe it was a little bit more focused because it was local. It was localized. Right.
And I think that was beneficial as too, because we were able to kind of incubate within a small scene before we were ready for a larger stage. Like, first year Rise Against was not ready for a large stage. You know, we were still figuring it out.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful for the way our career unfolded, that no one tried to, like, put us on Letterman like 2 months after, because I don't think it would have been great.
Oh man, no.
And so the punk scene allowed us to, like, kind of grow wings, you know what I mean? So by the time people were hearing us, we were a lot better of a band. Do bands have that nowadays? Like, you're seeing bands break out. You're seeing and the punk rock and hardcore scene, I think, is a great spot. So it's happening. You know what I mean? Like, there's amazing bands that are percolating now, and I think it's in a good, healthy place. But I don't know what to tell young bands, you know, other than, like, focus on the song. That's where it all starts. Everything you do, like, it really matters. The song is what matters the most. And so that, I feel like, is timeless and, like, isn't going to change.
So before I let you guys go, you're heading out on tour in September. You know, American politics and our policies have been criticized more than ever internationally and even in this country. Does it feel different to tour in 2025 than it did before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's a little more electric. You know, I think, like, people are looking for bands like ours with messages like ours that are recognizing, like, a rise in authoritarianism, which is, like, something that we've been singing about for a long time, you know what I mean, trying to point out the red flags. And here we are now living in where these things are coming to life. And so I think people come to shows like ours for comfort, you know what I mean, for solidarity, just to kind of let it out and just be in a room with like-minded people. And to know that, like, there is the fight will continue, you know what I mean? And that's something we tell our fans, like, we're not going anywhere. This is, like, our fourth or fifth presidential administration.
Totally.
You know what I mean? We've, like, and so some of our fans have seen more. History has certainly seen the ups and downs and upheavals. We think it is very American to be protesting what's happening in today's political climate. And we're going to write songs about it. And we hope our songs can actually cut to different sides and tell stories that will reach people and also help young people who are just getting into music and punk and politics, help them sort of navigate those murky waters.
Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure.
Yes. And thank you, everyone in Chicago, who's been supporting us for, you know, all these decades.
Yeah.
Weather partly sunny and a high near 80 today, and then tonight partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, a low in the mid-60s. And for Tuesday, cloudy, a chance of rain, high in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.